from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is, and we're up here at Buffalo Wild Wings off Tomball Parkway up on the northwest side. Got a nice little crowd in here. We got a couple empty tables, so come on through, hang out with us. The Bud Light ladies are in the house doing their thing, and Bud Light obviously has a couple of big giveaways here. They call it a web chair, but this is the old school lawn chair that that we used to sit in the front yard when Mom and Dad were drinking beer and smoking cigarettes way back in the day. It's old school, got the Bud Light logo on it. It's solid, blue and white. Yeah, as you can tell, the webbed lawn chair with some wood grain handles. I'm telling you, it don't get any nicer. I don't know if I've ever seen one of them customized like that, but it's big time. And the Bud Light cooler over there is one that I think anybody would be proud to tote around. It's a nice quality big Bud Light sign on it, and I'm sure it does the trick for sure. At least it looks the part. So come on through.
5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win it. That's when we will give that one out.
5 o'clock hour. Come on through. We'll pull. We're going to give both of them away together. They're such a beautiful couple, such a beautiful pair. There's no reason to separate them. We might as well give them away together.
You got two beauties like that. You want to keep them together.
Yes. Why would you want to separate them? So there's going to be one lucky person in the building. for all our folks out there on Twitch, YouTube, we appreciate you watching, listening. The Odyssey app, AUDACY. If you listen on the Odyssey app, we greatly appreciate it. If not, go ahead, download that sucker, and take us wherever you go. A lot of different options on that Odyssey app with Sports Radio 610 and beyond. If you're old school, you listen the way that I listen, the way Tyler's pops listen, on the AM dial or on the FM HD 100.3 HD, what are we, 2?
Yeah.
HD 2. We appreciate you listening that way as well. Texas Training Camp. Texas Training Camp is 6 practices in, a little over a quarter of the way, almost a third of the way through training camp. I believe I was talking to Sean Pendergast a couple days ago. I think there's 21 total practices in training camp this year. Obviously, once they start games, those will be spread out significantly more than they are now. They've already had 2 practices with fans in the stands. I think we've got the next 3, Ron. I think the next 3 practices coming up are open to the fans. I know 2 of them are. So, fans, opportunities to get out there. I'm telling you that this team is really, really fun to watch. The Texans have got it set up out there where it's awesome for the kiddos. It's awesome for all the fans, the access to the team and the players. The owners will speak to the fans usually, so come out and hang out. But we're through about a quarter of camp, and Ron, I just want to put a bow on the season. Not yet.
I'm gonna say, my goodness.
I want to put a bow on the 6 practices that we've seen so far. You know, we've over the last week and a half, man, you and I have talked about a lot of different things as they happen, and there's so much action. It's hard without an off day to go back and recap what's gone on, but I think it's interesting to take a minute to recap that, and I think I got to start the list. This is a list that I made, and so some folks may agree, disagree, but the points are still valid. Either side of the fence you sit on. I thought it was interesting, Ron, that this team, that it's so obvious that this football team on the offensive side of the ball is it seems like they're aiming to be more aggressive.
You just made the list.
We had C.J. Stroud comes out in the first practice, and at which this trend has continued, by the way. We keep talking about it in reference to Derek Stingley Jr. getting beat, but this team has noticeably been more aggressive in their play calling to open drills, throwing go routes, vertically attacking, pushing the ball down the field. So we saw that from jump, and it's continued. And then we heard C.J. Stroud, when he met with the media after the first practice, Ron, he didn't hesitate at all and said, one of the things I'm working on beyond the command of the offense, the command of the line of scrimmage, was pushing the ball down the field and being more aggressive. I didn't have that on my list of things that they would be focused on, and definitely didn't think it'd be so obvious that they're focusing on that at this point in time.
Because you thought, all right, Joe Mixon gets here, you think that maybe running the football is going to be something, and it was such an issue for them, and it's not just such an issue for them, but from where they come from, there's something that they want to do. I would have thought that would have been the first priority, was to make sure we get this run game better.
Yeah, and you think the way in which they went about things last year, which in my opinion was, you know, protect the quarterback at all costs because you had some offensive linemen out, right? Then there's obviously a developmental aspect of a first-year quarterback. There's, you know, you look at, again, with all the receivers out, you're just trying to scheme up some things so the quarterback can get the ball out. You just try to stay ahead of the chains, and you're really – try not to make too many mistakes and lose the game. Just give yourself a chance. Kind of that approach offensively. And in the process, their quarterback led the league in yards per game. Yeah. And their quarterback led the league in fewest interceptions. And so it's one of those, well, why wouldn't you just continue course? Why would you all of a sudden feel the need to be aggressive? And so that's why it surprised me a bit. But I totally agree. Because we just watched the second half of that Baltimore game. Right, when you're not able to run the ball, when you're not able to throw the quick stuff, you got to have some down the field shots. You got to have practice that. You got to have guys that can do it. And so, I don't know. I think that's one theme offensively that is pretty obvious. Number two on my list, Kenyon Green. You talked about him earlier. Kenyon Green, Atascocita, A&M product, 2022 second round draft. I'm sorry, first round draft pick, number 15 overall. Has had, I'll put it nicely, a very, very rough first 2 years in the league, and has been a bust ultimately. And I think he was on his last leg, at least with the Texans, coming into this season. And it looks like everything from reshaping his body the last 10 months to being able to move, having really, really good footwork, being aggressive, being physical to the line of scrimmage. It looks like, Ron, he is going to live up to some expectations at that left guard position.
Yeah, if I could just – he, again, continues to pass every single test that he needs to pass. As probably we're going to start hearing D'Amico and guys change kind of what they've been saying. What they've been saying is he's done – this to put himself in this position to give himself a chance. We've heard D'Amico say that several times. He's got his body to get to here to give himself a chance. He's done this to give himself a chance. The last 2 days where they have been in pads and it's been physical and like they've been hitting, you know, you can at the very least say, all right, he looks like more times than not he's holding his own. Like, you're not seeing him. It's not over. John Harris saying it earlier, like, hey, it's not over. It's still some work to do. Like the bull rush, that's going to be something that players are going to try to do to take advantage of him. But he is at the very least right now serviceable. Well, somebody you feel good to put in.
At the very least, you've got a former 15th overall pick at guard that's showing some promise instead of disappointing every single time he touches the field. I think he's showing some promise. I'm having to temper my expectations. Also, the ripple effect with Kenyon Green is that Juice Scruggs can play center, and that's a significant upgrade at the center position as well. So that interior offensive line shaping up. At the wide receiver position, coming into the camp, I think there's a lot of questions, rightfully so, of who the number one receiver is on this football team, Ron. And I don't know about you, but I'm in a spot where I'm ready to, and I've been ready for the last couple of days. I think Stephon Diggs is wide receiver number one for this football team. And I think based on what we've seen in terms of the action, the chemistry with Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, some of that maybe it was by design, but as I see it right now, there's no doubt that the wide receiver one for this football team is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, it appears to be that way. I felt like defenses are going to approach the Texans as he being at least early the number one threat to them. But it also looks like from what we've seen, the Texans are also approaching as the person in the passing game that we want to make sure we make a priority to get the ball in the right spots to get in the right matchups seems to be Diggs early. Now, it's 6 days in. It seems to be Diggs early. And as you said, he's the guy that's moving around the formation.
Yeah, I mean, he has the ability. He's done it before. I don't think there's any handcuffs at all whatsoever on anything he's capable of doing, whether from experience or ability. So I just think he's number one on that. Nico Collins has added noticeable speed. I'm okay at this point in time talking about like elite NFL speed when we talk about Nico Collins. I think he's taken it to a whole other level. And I think the Tank Dell, both these guys have had relatively quiet camps. Tank Dell has had a quiet camp, but I think the one thing about him is that there is zero noticeable negative residual effect, I guess, from the gunshot wound or the broken leg last year. He has not lost a step. He's still the quickest guy on the field. Well, Diggs may
he says he feels faster.
Yeah. So I mean, the point is that the change of direction, the twitch, the explosion is all still there with Tank Dell on that wide receiver front. But flipping over to the defensive side of the football, Ron, we've talked a little bit about Kamari Lassiter today. I think the cornerback two, the cornerback opposite Derek Stingley Jr. for me is that's the competition of camp. The number one, the coaches talk a lot about competition. Nick Caserio talks a lot about competition. For me, this is the only real competition that matters at this point in time, if we're being honest, about day one starter. I think this is really the only one that's a legit competition on the entire damn football field. Maybe there's something going on with some of those depth inside off defensive linemen, maybe. But really, I think your starting lineup on both sides of the ball is pretty much in stone. It's in ink, with the exception of that the cornerback two position. Kamari Lassiter's been running with the ones, Ron. Jeff Okuda's had a good couple of days. Kamari Lassiter hasn't done anything to make me believe that he is a plug and play. As soon as he's drafted, we're going to give him the job type of corner.
I don't see that. At least not first 6 days.
Yeah, I'm erring on the side of him. He just appears to be a really rigid player right now. Maybe I hear a lot of people talking about zone corner. Maybe he can be a zone corner, and D'Amico can cover up for some of the shortcomings. And we've seen him do it before. It's not like D'Amico didn't have the ability to do that. But right now, I think the point is that cornerback two position, whether it's Kamari Lassiter or Jeff Okuda at this point in time, I don't believe that it's as cut and dry as the Texans are leading everybody to believe in terms of just giving the job to Kamari Lassiter. I think that's more of a competition than expected. Christian Harris has been out, Ron. Linebacker depth. The next thing on my list is linebacker depth. We've seen some of the depth, and not that it's been real scary to this point. We hadn't really seen a whole hell of a lot, but it just front of mind for me is, boy, the depth at linebacker could be a problem with this team.
Yeah, because once you pull him out now, we're looking at seeing a lot of Hanson, Henry Toa out there, and it, for what you want this defense to be, those could be spots that coordinators are going to find to exploit.
Yeah. A lot of camp left there. We'll see what the youngsters can do and some of the new names can do at linebacker, and I'm sure D'Amico will get that handled, but the depth at that position scares me. The other thing I think – right now, I think folks have heard a lot of is you've got some three big name guys that are missing camp. I believe right now Joe Mixon has missed 4 days of camp, four of the 6 days. Running back Joe Mixon that came over from the Bengals, Laremy Tunsil is a slow intro to camp. Nothing's wrong with him. Obviously, he's coming off a knee surgery, but he seems to be fine. Just a guy that's a veteran that's going to slow intro. And then Christian Harris, linebacker Christian Harris, who I just mentioned. Those three guys are all out injured right now, or they're slow intro. I have zero concerns about those guys at this point in time. I don't know if you have any, but I have zero concerns about those guys. I expect them to be back sooner rather than later.
I'm good right now. Christian Harris and Joe Mixon, they keep missing time. This starts to move into next week, Clint. Then I'm gonna start to wonder, what's going on there a little bit. Like, is this a nagging thing that's going to be all year? What's because you start going into next week. Like if they miss this weekend of practice, they miss Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
and then they're probably off Sundays. They miss Friday and Saturday. It is going to be like all right. You haven't practiced in 2 weeks, Christian Harris. You haven't practiced in over a week now, with multiple breaks in there, Joe Mixon. So that's when I'll wonder. All right, coming up as we are live here, remember 5 o'clock hour. That's when we will be giving away that cooler and that lawn chair that you don't want to miss. So if you're on the way, you got till 5 o'clock to sign that in. And if you are in the building, you got till 5 o'clock, we can fill your name out and put it in our raffle. All right, coming up, the Astros, they're off today, but this is a next big 4 or 5 days. Big 4 or 5 days coming up. We'll discuss that and let you know what we mean. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is picking up. But there's still space. There's still room for you to come out.
Always room, baby.
And hang out with us as we are here, Buffalo Wild Wings, right near Willowbrook Mall on the other side of the highway, Tomball Parkway. Come on out and hang out with us. And coming up, 5 o'clock hour, if you are driving and you're on your way in, want to get here before 5, if you are here right now and have not done so, all you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. You got a chance to win a Bud Light cooler and a Bud Light lawn chair. As Clint said, it's like one of them classic ones with the wood grain right there on that bad boy. Yeah. Put the armrest, the wood grain armrest.
That I think nylon webbing on the seat and on the back with them wood grain arms, boy.
Go ahead, boy. I was just talking.
Take me back to Park Street back in the mid late 90s.
They don't
want to
get you there, Dallas.
I think mom and dad was green and white though. Their webbing was green and white. There was green and white.
That was a popular color.
Dad was drinking Schlitz and they were green and rock, green and white chairs. Had to go with that green pee we had, man.
I was talking to the general manager here of this Buffalo Wild Wings, Clint. Maybe you should go and do your work with the Home Depot locally here. He said they're doing 3,600 wings. 3,600 wings they've had to give out the last 2 days that they've done an order with the the people at Home Depot. So they take care of the people at Home Depot. They probably get them cabinets out there quick with them. The 3,600 wings out here.
Are you trying to put me in a hard place?
I'm just saying, man. This one right here, maybe
I don't want to talk about Home Depot right now.
They may be a little quicker right here.
I don't want to talk about Home Depot right now.
As they're taking care of over here.
I got to return a few cabinets. I want to see if they're going to get my money back.
Really? You still ain't done with that, huh? I thought we had reached the end of that.
Oh, no. These are ones that I just didn't need. This is on me.
This on you. It might take a while.
But they typically pretty good. You take them back to a local store. You don't deal with.
Oh, okay. You ain't gotta get on the phone with nobody.
Nah. You just take them back to a local store. Now they'll look up your order number and go ahead and reimburse you right there.
I'd rather you get on the phone with somebody.
Nah. I don't want to talk to another customer service agent from Home Depot ever again.
Well, listen. They even though they're hooking them up with 3,600 wings, they still got them here. So you can come here and get you some wings here. And have some beer, some drinks. Our Bud Light girls are around here, and they got some. Yes, they are. Tyler, calm down, cowboy. Yes, they are.
Two weeks in a row.
They may be. You may get a little complimentary joint. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
He was ready for that.
Hello.
Okay.
What's up, ladies?
Tyler, stop, man. Tyler.
How y'all doing?
I knew it'd take Tyler a minute, but the guy in the computer over here.
Guy had his nipples out a little bit earlier.
I'm gonna be honest with you. They don't look like ladies that have deep discussions with guys in computers that pinch their nipples.
Yeah, I think you got a new boy.
They may. I don't know. She's kind of smirking a bit.
You never know unless you ask.
She shook off the fastball. She shook off the
fastball.
Get
ready, because here comes the curve. What's up, ladies?
Clint, honest to God, and listeners, this is on me. I feel like I should do this, but I can't. What's the curve? What's the curve?
See, he's interested.
Pause.
He's interested, Tyler.
If it's not the man with the computer and the nipple, what's the curve? Because that's the fastball. What's the off speed? You know what? No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
The off speed is probably like the dinosaur thong. I mean, you know what I mean?
Man thong, okay? Never.
I thought he sent us a picture of a thong.
Oh, did I?
No, yeah, the gold one. I thought it was a gold one.
I sent you the American flag Speedo.
You did send that, but was that just
a Speedo?
Who?
That thing ain't gonna cover your tiny honey.
Yeah. Well, you don't need a lot of material when your ass is as small as mine, you know?
All right, coming up now. Listen, the Astros, from here to next Tuesday, is going to be a big day to see what they're going to do. That is when the trade deadline ends. It is next Tuesday, July 30th, 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. That is when the trade deadline will end, and that is how long Dana Brown and Jim Crane and company have to add to this team. And I gotta believe that the Rangers and the Mariners are probably going to do something to add to their teams. And you would think the Astros, and Dana Brown has talked about it, will do so. And it does feel like for them to add, fellas, they might have to lose somebody that is currently in their rotation, and I don't mean rotation, just pitching. Talking about someone that currently is on the roster that plays, whether that's pitching or in the field, it seems like they're going to have to potentially give up some of them. Do you think, if any, do you think that there's somebody that is on this team right now that will not be on this team by next Tuesday? Do you think that the Astros are going to have moved on from somebody, either in trade or whatever? You think somebody's not on this team? I do. I'm concerned for Chaz.
If it's an outfielder that's gonna bring anything, it's got to be Jake.
Well, Jake could be traded, but I think
there's another team out there that's as high on Jake as the Astros are,
I screwed up.
I don't know.
I think they'd be crazy.
Well, Sugarland doesn't count.
Not to make a move. I'll be honest with you, Ron. I didn't think about this until you said it. But the Elitmus Diaz activation concerns me for Dubon. Dubon is a guy for me that somebody would be real. I mean, this guy's clutch. He's hit 300. He can play seven different positions. Like, to me, he's the guy that's got some.
Now, he could
you could see somebody trading for him to be a starting center fielder or a starting left fielder.
Or second baseman.
Or a second baseman or a shortstop. Like, you could see a team right now that has World Series aspirations, that has a hole in one of those spots. And they're not necessarily looking for a gold glove. They just have a hole in one of those spots.
Even though he won one last year.
Right, yeah, fair. And they're looking for a guy that can get quality at bats, yeah, that can hit 270 to 300.
I know a team in the playoff hunt that could use that's got a couple of positions he could play every day.
The Royals?
Yeah.
I almost said the Chiefs, but the Royals.
Yeah, I had a couple spots he could play.
I would go
at second base right there for him.
I'd go Jake Myers and I'd go Mauricio Dubon 1, Jake Myers 2.
You think one of those two? So you think one of those two aren't here?
Yep. I mean, if there is somebody that's...
And the reason why I said Chaz, I don't think Chaz is going to fetch anything, but I think they can bring something on that Chaz is the person that they move on from. That they either move down to Sugar Land if he can go, or they just outright let him go. Like, that's all of those can be a combination of that. I think they're going to make a move. I think they got to make a move. I think they have to get a starter. All right, like, we're hearing Clint, they want to go, that Dane and them still want to go to a six-man rotation. Hell, I don't know how, if you don't add multiple. I mean, hell, they got a four-man rotation right now.
You can want in one hand, spit in the other, see which one fills up first.
Yeah, that's true. The Dubon one is interesting. I don't – but that would be a hell of a thought if, like, all right, man, now we got a Litmus Diaz so he can do what Dubon's been able to do. And I don't think that's accurate. He can't play center. Like, I don't think that's accurate. And he sure as hell ain't – like, I don't think he's going to hit even right now as Dubon is kind of struggling a bit, hitting still in the 270s. I mean, Litmus Diaz doesn't do that. He came in the other day and got in that bat and promptly struck out. So I'm not sure, boy, that would
– Well, no, look, I mean, they're not making – it's not a one-for-one deal. I mean, I'm just saying they're prepping themselves – it seems like, I mean, I don't know if it would make sense. Like, they're prepping themselves to need a super utility guy that can fill a void and play all those positions.
Yeah, Diaz right now seems like to be a poor man's version of what Dubon is.
Yeah, I mean, because you got white boy Chaz or Jake that can play center. I mean, now the Astro, if they get rid of Dubon, they lose.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, in terms of the replacement, you know, or the guy that's going to fill the shoes or fill the position is a litmus. Like, the Astros lose in that deal, but that's the point, is you're giving up something to get something.
Text line coming 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, if you got one person for the Astros that's not going to be here next Tuesday when the trade deadline ends, that's not going to be here, who would it be? We'll finish off that conversation. I'm interested to see the names. And I do want to get into this, Clint, because I do think that D'Amico Ryans, I think we may be witnessing and seeing a blind spot from D'Amico Ryans. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There it is. There it is right there. Hey, coming up. 5 o'clock. That is, we got one more segment until the 5 o'clock hour. My man in that cold ass, that Gray's jersey, that Negro Leagues jersey, just signed up. He is the latest coming up in the 5 o'clock hour right there. That Josh Gibson action coming up in the 5 o'clock hour right there. Your chance to win the Bud Light cooler. We're giving it all together, all at once.
Wow, dude.
And that nice Bud Light lawn chair. So you got a chance to win that. Just sign your name, fill it out, and put it in the raffle, and we will announce the winner coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, I did text out. I posed out to people. Who do you think? Who do you think is not going to be here by next Tuesday? Who do you think's not going to be here next Tuesday when the trade deadline gets here? Somebody said Joe Espada. Joe's going to be here, guys.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, Joe done. Hey, this team climbing, hunting down the Mariners done bought Joe.
Yeah.
a little time, little length on the leash.
Yeah, it ain't about to be Pettis. Yeah, it's Joe's going to be here. Chaz McCormick coming through in a lot. Lance is not going to be traded either, folks. I don't think anybody's
burying me in the H.
Hunting down to get Lance. Somebody said John Singleton. I don't know. He may be included in something. Not sure there.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about making a first base situation worse.
Yeah. Kyle Tucker. Yeah, well, no, he'll still be on the roster. He may not be on the
hell no.
Yeah, that ain't happening. There you go. That's very appropriate right there, Tyler. But no, it will be interesting to see, because there is going to be some guys. I think that if they go make a move, they're gonna have to let some people go that are on the current team right now. All right, Clint, I was saying this to you yesterday while we were out there watching practice, as the Texans are off today, but we were there yesterday watching day six of training camp. And listen, I don't know how this is going to go. It's just been 6 days. It's been mini camp. It's been OTAs, and Lassiter has he's going to have some up and downs. You know, Kamari Lassiter is going to have some up and downs. That's what happens when you're a rookie at playing corner in the NFL. But you know, I think the conversation is going to have to be: are these ups and downs because, hey, he's just you know, playing ball and getting used to it and trying to get comfortable being in a corner at times on an island, or is this a skill set thing that maybe being on the outside is not where he is best suited? Just like I think we may have learned that Jalen Petrie being a deep safety is not where he is suited, as he had issues with that last year. It's just a thought of what it's going to be. And I'm telling you, Clint, I don't know this to be true, but when you look at the Tyvier Thomas situation from last year, like, it seems like D'Amico's blind spot is that real physical defensive back that can be physical, that, you know, the linebacker in his heart that he loves, somebody who can feel and help in the run game, somebody that can tackle, somebody that'll bump and run, that will get their hands on guys, the physical guy that struggles in coverage, that struggles potentially in being able to make big plays, that struggles into being able to keep up with NFL receivers. And I think it was, to me, a blind spot last year that he tried to go way too long on with Tyvier Thomas. And I, to a lesser extent, Clint, it feels that way a little bit with Kamari Lassiter, that he loves his physicality so much that he is going to do everything he can to make that work. It seems like a bit of a blind spot to me. It could be for D'Amico.
Yeah, look, I like the way that you couch that. This year's potential blind spot. I don't think you're out of bounds at all. When you bring up Jalen Petrie, that's a perfect example, right? Is a lot of times the writing is on the wall, right? Just listen to what everybody's telling you. Like with Jalen Petrie, I mean, I don't remember anybody being bullish about he should play here, he shouldn't play there. But the one thing, hell, I remember you, the minute they drafted him, talking about this dude. I remember watching Baylor games and this dude jumping off the screen because he's always around the ball, always around the line of scrimmage, in the backfield making plays, playing that nickel defender, playing that rover, yada, yada, yada. Like, sometimes you just got to go, okay, that's who the guy is, and let him be that guy, right, instead of trying to make him a safety and like a deep safety. Find a way to, and that's what D'Amico's doing with Jalen Petrie, is finding a way to get him. He's got great instincts. He's a great, contrary to popular belief, he's a great tackler. He's got a great nose for the ball. Now put him in position to do that more often than not roam in center field where he struggles, obviously, playing the ball in the air. Okay? And you know, again, not that anybody was bullish about him, but people were very vocal about this guy at Baylor was the player that D'Amico's trying to make him today, not the center fielder.
Yeah.
Right? So, I take that same approach with all these guys. And by the way, that's the Jalen Petrie example is a perfect. This is not a negative. It's just the reality of the situation, right? It's not a negative. It's about a guy finding his home.
And I'll say, I'm not saying that I'm 100% going to say that the reality is that he cannot play in the role I'm just saying, when you're watching it, there's just some moments. I'm not going to say he's getting just his ass kicked every single moment. But, like, there are moments that are alarming of, like, is he going to be able to hold up on the outside? I mean, there was a play with Nico Collins yesterday. He caught a ball, and he was given cushion and gave up cushion. Nico caught it and just ran right past him up
well,
the side.
That's what I was going to go with this. The only thing that we haven't seen yet is in a one-on-one drill where he gets beat, gets posted on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some real struggles there. To me, I'm listening to what the head coach is saying. And I don't know about you, but I don't know that I've ever heard – now, I've only covered the Texans, but I don't know that I've ever heard a coach talk about a cornerback and rant and rave about, well, he's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. I mean, this is a guy that when you drafted him, you plugged him in as the starting cornerback. And it's not – like we've heard him talk about the other guys. Hey, man, these guys are elite movers, man. These guys can run the hips, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes to Kamari Lassiter, it's, yeah, man, he's where he's supposed to be, and he's a dog. Like, at some point in time, you're going to have to do more than that. And so, and maybe he does. I just, the writing on the wall, the vibe that I get when I hear D'Amico talking, the vibe that I was getting when they first drafted him, talking about the physicality, the fact that he's young, plays with instincts. It, to me, it's got nickel defender written all over it.
Yeah, from the text line, what's y'all's obsession with this second-round rookie 1 week into camp? Y'all expect him to look like Champ Bailey? No, not
Champ Bailey, but he was plugged and played as soon as he was drafted. So, no, I expect him to be noticeably better than any other corner not named Derek Stingley.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this to you, listener, and anyone else that rolls like this. I don't know what the hell you expect us to do. All right? We're going out and we're watching camp, and you come here to listen to us. You find us to listen to us to get our thoughts and opinions on what we're seeing. All right? That's what you're doing.
Let's go in the city.
Okay, now if you want us to go up there and kiss their asses the entire time and tell you, hey man, no, I didn't see Diggs just run right past him and he push him out of bounds for a penalty and see him use his hands a lot. Oh, I didn't see Nico Collins just catch a ball and on one move when he had 7 yards of cushion, he did not just get a hand on him. He wouldn't have been able to get him on two-hand touch. He didn't even get him. I don't know what you want us to do. Now, damn it, we have praised Kenyon Green. All right. Clint said CJ looks like he's better than he even did last year. Joe Mixon hasn't even been on the field, and Clint said he thinks he is the most talented running back in the history of the franchise. All right, like we've said positive. We have. But the number two overall pick, they're starting at outside corner, and you play teams that have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. You play teams that have Hollywood Brown, Rashid Rice, and Xavier Worthy. You play multiple teams that have several receivers. We watched the Jacksonville game that almost lost you to the division last year because you had a duck out there that got worked that was playing a role he shouldn't have played. Now, I don't know what the hell you want us to do, but you come to us for that. Now, if you want to come to us for rainbows and all positive stuff, then you probably come to the wrong place. Maybe check in at 2:30. Maybe you check in at, I don't know, whatever, what it is you're looking for. But we're going to tell you what the hell we see.
Yeah, girl.
Danielle Hunter looks amazing. Will Anderson clearly looks like he's put on 20 more pounds.
Nico's added speed.
Diggs has surprised me.
The arrow's pointed up.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the interior D-line, and I don't know that I love the second corner, which is pretty important. Coming up next, 5 o'clock fire. You want to hear some news about the Colts? They have made some comments about their quarterback that I think would be important to hear about here, and we'll get you ready for a huge series for the Astros coming up this weekend. 5 o'clock fire as we continue live. Remember, we are hooking people up with our giveaway. You got a chance to win a cooler and a lawn chair. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one! Or draft pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There it is. There it is right there. Hey, coming up, 5 o'clock. That is, we got one more segment until the 5 o'clock hour. My man in that cold, cold ass, that Gray's jersey. That Negro Leagues jersey just signed up. He is the latest coming up in the 5 o'clock hour right there. That Josh Gibson action coming up in the 5 o'clock hour right there. Your chance to win the Bud Light cooler. We're giving it all together, all
wow,
at once.
Wow, dude.
And that nice Bud Light lawn chair. So you got a chance to win that. Just sign your name, fill it out, and put it in the raffle. And we will announce the winner coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, I did text out. I posed out to people. Who do you think? Who do you think is not going to be here by next Tuesday? Who do you think's not going to be here next Tuesday when the trade deadline gets here? Somebody said Joe Espada. Joe's going to be here.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, Joe done. Hey, this team climbing, hunting down the Mariners done bought Joe a little time, little length on the leash.
It ain't about to be Pettis. Yeah, it's Joe's gonna be here. Chaz McCormick coming through in a lot. Lance is not going to be traded either, folks. I don't think anybody's
burying me in the
down,
H.
Hunting down to get Lance. Somebody said John Singleton. I don't know. He may be included in something. Not sure there.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about making a first base situation worse.
Yeah. Kyle Tucker. Yeah. Well, no. He'll still be on the roster. He may not be on the.
Hell no.
Yeah, that ain't happening. There you go. That's very appropriate, right there, Tyler. But no, it will be interesting to see because there is going to be some guys. I think that if they go make a move, they're gonna have to let some people go that are on the current team right now. All right, Clint, I was saying this to you yesterday while we were out there watching practice. As the Texans are off today, but we were there yesterday watching day six of training camp. And listen, I don't know how this is going to go. It's just been 6 days. It's been mini camp. It's been OTAs, and Lassiter has. He's going to have some up and downs. You know, Kamari Lassiter is going to have some up and downs. That's what happens when you're a rookie and a rookie at playing corner in the NFL. But you know, I think the conversation is going to have to be: are these ups and downs because, hey, he's just, you know, playing ball and getting used to it and trying to get comfortable being in a corner at times on an island? Or is this a skill set thing that maybe being on the outside is not where he is best suited? Just like I think we may have learned that Jalen Petrie being a deep safety is not where he is suited, as he had issues with that last year. It's just a thought of what it's going to be. And I'm telling you, Clint, I don't know this to be true, but when you look at the Tavier Thomas situation from last year, like, it seems like D'Amico's blind spot is that real physical defensive back that can be physical, that you know the linebacker in his heart that he loves, somebody who can feel and help in the run game, somebody that can tackle, somebody that'll, that, you know, bump and run, that will get their hands on guys, the physical guy that struggles in coverage, that struggles potentially in being able to make big plays, that struggles into being able to keep up with NFL receivers. And I think it was, to me, a blind spot last year that he tried to go way too long on with Tavier Thomas. And I, to a lesser extent, Clint, it feels that way a little bit with Kamari Lassiter, that he loves his physicality so much that he is going to do everything he can to make that work. It seems like a bit of a blind spot to me. It could be for D'Amico.
Yeah, look, I like the way that you couch that, this year's potential blind spot. I don't think you're out of bounds at all. When you bring up Jalen Petrie, that's a perfect example, right? Is a lot of times the writing is on the wall, right? Just listen to what everybody's telling you. Like with Jalen Petrie, I mean, I don't remember anybody being bullish about he should play here, he shouldn't play there. But the one thing, hell, I remember you, the minute they drafted him, talking about this dude. I remember watching Baylor games and this dude jumping off the screen because he's always around the ball, always around the line of scrimmage, in the backfield making plays, playing that nickel defender, playing that rover, yada, yada, yada. Like, sometimes you just got to go, okay, that's who the guy is, and let him be that guy, right, instead of trying to make him a safety and like a deep safety. Find a way to, and that's what D'Amico's doing with Jalen Petrie, is finding a way to get him. He's got great instincts. He's a great, contrary to popular belief, he's a great tackler. He's got a great nose for the ball. Now put him in position to do that more often than not roaming center field where he struggles, obviously, playing the ball in the air. Okay, and you know, again, not that anybody was bullish about him, but people were very vocal about this guy at Baylor was the player that D'Amico's trying to make him today, not the center fielder.
Yeah,
right. I take that same approach with all these guys. And by the way, that's the Jalen Petrie example is a perfect. This is not a negative. It's just the reality of the situation, right? It's not a negative. It's about a guy finding his home.
And I'll say, I'm not saying that I'm 100% going to say that the reality is that he cannot play in the role. I'm just saying when you're watching it, there are just some moments. I'm not going to say he's getting just his ass kicked every single moment, but. Like, there are moments that are alarming of, like, is he going to be able to hold up on the outside? I mean, there was a play with Nico Collins yesterday. He caught a ball, and he was given cushion and gave up cushion. Nico caught it and just ran right past him up the sideline.
That's what I was going to go with this. The only thing that we haven't seen yet is in a one-on-one drill where he gets beat, gets posted on social media.
Yep.
I mean, there's some real struggles there. To me, I'm listening to what the head coach is saying. And I don't know about you, but I don't know that I've ever heard – now, I've only covered the Texans, but I don't know that I've ever heard a coach talk about a cornerback and rant and rave about, well, he's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. I mean, this is a guy that when you drafted him, you plugged him in as the starting cornerback. And it's not like we've heard him talk about the other guys. Hey, man, these guys are elite movers, man. These guys can run the hips, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes to Kamari Lassiter, it's, yeah, man, he's where he's supposed to be, and he's a dog. Like, at some point in time, you're going to have to do more than that. And so – and maybe he does. I just – the writing on the wall, the vibe that I get when I hear – D'Amico talking, the vibe that I was getting when they first drafted him, talking about the physicality, the fact that he's young, plays with instincts, it, to me, it's got nickel defender written all over it.
Yeah, from the text line, what's y'all's obsession with this second-round rookie 1 week into camp? Y'all expect him to look like Champ Bailey? No, not
Champ Bailey, but he was plugged and played as soon as he was drafted. So, no, I expect him to be noticeably better than
any other corner not named Derek Stingley.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this to you, listener, and anyone else that rolls like this. I don't know what the hell you expect us to do. All right? We're going out and we're watching camp, and you come here to listen to us. You find us to listen to us to get our thoughts and opinions on what we're seeing. All right? That's what you're doing.
Frank's throwing the city.
Okay, now if you want us to go up there and kiss their asses the entire time and tell you, hey man, no, I didn't see Diggs just run right past him and he push him out of bounds for a penalty and see him use his hands a lot. Oh, I didn't see Nico Collins just catch a ball and on one move when he had 7 yards of cushion, he did not just get a hand on him. He wouldn't have been able to get him on two-hand touch. He didn't even get him. I don't know what you want us to do. Now, damn it, we have praised Kenyon Green. All right. Clint said CJ looks like he's better than he even did last year. Joe Mixon hasn't even been on the field, and Clint said he thinks he is the most talented running back in the history of the franchise. All right, like we've said positive. We have. But the number 2 overall pick, they're starting at outside corner, and you play teams that have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. You play teams that have Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy. You play multiple teams that have several receivers. We watched the Jacksonville game that almost lost you to the division last year because you had a duck out there that got worked that was playing a role he shouldn't have played. Now, I don't know what the hell you want us to do, but you come to us for that. Now, if you want to come to us for rainbows and all positive stuff, then you probably come to the wrong place. Maybe check in at 2:30. Maybe you check in at, I don't know, whatever, what it is you're looking for. But we're going to tell you what the hell we see.
Yeah, girl.
Danielle Hunter looks amazing. Will Anderson clearly looks like he's put on 20 more pounds.
Nico's added speed.
Diggs has surprised me.
The arrow's pointed up.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the interior D-line, and I don't know that I love the second corner, which is pretty important. Coming up next, 5 o'clock fire. You want to hear some news about the Colts? They have made some comments about their quarterback that I think would be important to hear about here, and we'll get you ready for a huge series for the Astros coming up this weekend. 5 o'clock fire as we continue live. Remember, we are hooking people up with our giveaway. You got a chance to win a cooler and a lawn chair. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Horse rep pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.